Chapter 9. In the Coach and Horses. At the time when Mr. Marvel went into the inn, Mr. Cuss and Mr. Bunting were in the parlour, searching the stranger's property in the hope of finding something to explain the events of the morning. Jaffers had recovered from his fall and had gone home. Mrs. Hall had tidied the stranger's clothes and put them away. And under the window, where the stranger did his work, Mr. Cuss found three big books.
"Now," said Cuss, "we shall learn something."
But when they opened the books, they could read nothing. Cuss turned the pages.
"Dear me," he said, "I can't understand."
"No pictures? Nothing to show?" asked Mr. Bunting.
"See for yourself," said Mr. Cuss. "It's all Greek or Russian or some other language."
The door opened suddenly. Both men looked round. It was Mr. Marvel. He held the door open for a moment.
"I beg your pardon," he said.
"Please shut that door," said Mr. Cuss, and Mr. Marvel went out.
My nerves are in pieces today," said Mr. Cuss. "It made me jump when the door opened like that."
Mr. Bunting smiled.
"Now let us look at the books again. It's true that strange things have been happening in the village, but of course I can't believe in an invisible man. I can't."
"No, though I tell you I saw right down his sleeve."
"But are you sure?" said Mr. Bunting. "Are you quite sure?"
"Quite. I've said so. There's no doubt at all. Now, let's look at these books."
They turned over the pages, unable to read a word of their strange language. Suddenly, Mr. Bunting felt something take hold of the back of his neck. He was unable to lift his head.
"Don't move, little men, or I'll knock your brains out."
Mr. Bunting looked at Cuss, whose face had turned white with fear.
"I am sorry to be rough," said the voice. "Since when did you learn to look through other men's possessions?" Two noses struck the table. "To come unasked into a stranger's private room. Listen, I am a strong man. I could kill you both and escape unseen if I wanted to. If I let you go, you must promise to do as I tell you."
"Yes,"
said Mr. Bunting. Then the hands let their necks go, and the two men sat up, now very red in the face.
"Don't move," said the voice. "Here's the poker, you see?"
They saw the poker dance in the air. It touched Mr. Bunting's nose.
"Now, where are my clothes? Just now, though the days are quite warm enough for an invisible man to run about without anything on, the evenings are cold. I want some clothes, and I must also have those three books."